This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's a clip where Obama talks about the paranoia of America of some distant enemy, as if it was delusional, the tyranny of the British that probably killed more people in history. I'm not bashing the British. I'm obviously part English. But they were a dominant empire that made the Roman Empire look sweetie cake. And people rebelled in England. They rebelled here. And so Obama kind of halfway attacks it. But then you got him last year at West Point saying, I'm sick of hearing about tyranny always around the corner, and you don't trust your government, you're going to have a problem. Well, if it isn't my government and it's waging war on me, I'd be a moron to bend over to all these billionaires that are tax exempt telling me to turn my guns in while they got bodyguards? Shut up! I see right through you, man. Come on, stop lying to me. I'm not one of your little gibbering slaves that can't even hardly walk or talk. Stop trying to conquer us, scum! Now let's go ahead and go to this clip where Mark Kelly, earlier Obama talks about the conspiracy to get our guns. I go, oh yeah, there is a conspiracy. Very bizarre doublespeak. But here's Mark Kelly, and then I've got Obama earlier at West Point. Here it is.
Often what you hear in the debate of expanding background checks to more gun sales, and as you know, Gabby and I are 100% behind the concept of somebody getting a background check before buying a gun.
The shooters so all do background checks.
When we testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, we heard not only from the gun lobby, but from United States senators.
They keep trying to act
that
reasonable.
Expanding background checks.
Calling for stuff they've already got.
Will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation, which will lead to a tyrannical government.
Yes.
So I would like you to explain, with 350 million guns in 65 million places, households, from Key West to Alaska, 350 million objects in 65 million places. If the federal government wanted to confiscate those objects, how would they do that?
What I think Mark is alluding to is what I said earlier, this notion of a conspiracy out there, and it gets wrapped up in concerns about the federal government. Now, there's a long history of that. That's in our DNA. The United States was born suspicious of some distant authority.
That's why it turned out to be the most successful, because it wasn't a bunch of chumps. A nation of sheep will be ruled by people like you, wolves, and your trillionaire boyfriend, Anderson Cooper. I mean, just literally, folks. I mean, these people are just scum, because they're social engineering and class warfaring all day when they're the richest people in the world. Tax-exempt filth. I'm sorry. Now, let's go to Obama at West Point. We're really getting into, hey, how dare you say tyranny's around the corner. Here it is.
Hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
And by the way, that was Ohio State. I just had to find the West Point clip where he says it, and they found that one. That's right. There's a bunch of them. And there's clips where he says, I just can't be a dictator and do whatever I want outside of Congress on guns. They got to do it. Now he's saying, oh, we are. Now, when we come back, I've got Obama warning of executive power grabs with Bush and how he's a constitutional lawyer, he knows what's bad, versus what he's doing now. And then we have a clip of some of his lies. Very small group of them, because it would take hours to cover them all, literally. I keep using the word literally because, I mean, for real, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got Stefan Molyneux on the gigantor rape fest. Well, now we learned it's much worse than we thought in Europe. The police are actively covering up the rape holiday the jihadis are having.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now, 2016 has been born, and the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny.
Whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action-adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. It's Survival Shield X2 Nace and Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating, through town.
What is Obama doing right now? Breaking the law, breaking the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. He said countless times, as president, and before he was president, that presidents circumventing Congress with executive actions that mimic laws is very dangerous and tyrannical. But now we have a blackmailed Supreme Court. We have an intimidated Congress working with the neocon rhino Republicans who wrote Obamacare and all these other screw jobs, opening our borders, flooding us with all these populations to be new socialist client state people. We're in deep trouble. And in the last hour, I played clips of Obama saying, is there a conspiracy to take your guns? Well, yeah, there's a conspiracy. Very bizarre statement with Anderson Cooper. And saying, you know, these websites out there that say martial law is coming. Well, look right here. CNN op-ed calls for Obama to declare national state of emergency to gut the Second Amendment. And we've seen the Daily Beast, Salon, and countless other groups directly connected to the White House putting the talking point out about a civil emergency. And that is a civil emergency. When the president just says, I don't need Congress, I'll shut down power plants. I don't need Congress, I'll just bring illegals in. Congress won't act. I played the clip yesterday. They won't get in line, so I'm taking action. And folks, when they're done, they'll take everything down to revolvers, down to single shots. They've done it everywhere else. They've done it in every city they control. But they're going to have taxpayer bodyguards. The rich Hollywood types, they're going to have the armored car that parks down the street, the armed defense company that Piers Morgan had in L.A. Turned out the bills were something like $8,000 a month. From the time he got home during the day until he got up and left, 12 to 14 hours a day, an armored car with guys with submachine guns and shotguns. But he wants your guns. I mean, oh, but no one wants your guns. No one's coming for your guns. And then all these bizarre statements about, well, it's in our DNA, you know, to be fearful of some foreign removed group. Yeah, that would press you into slavery on a ship as a, I mean, it went on and on. That would not let you have a letter to do business unless you were an insider. I mean, so many hundreds of corrupt things under the British crown that the whole world was revolting against, including in England at the time. And then just Obama, it's all a joke. I played those clips last hour, but I'm going to play two clips and go to our guest. And it ties into all of this because we've had another radical jihadi, we'll put it up on screen, run up and shoot a police officer on video saying he did it for Islam. Photo show gunman shooting Philly cop in the name of Islam. Religion of peace strikes again. Shocking moment. The police officer says, shots fired. I'm shot. I'm bleeding heavily. Harnett is heard yelling on police radio. And a guy in a Muslim outfit runs up, shoots him. And this is what MSNBC and George Soros are pushing. And then when they do this, when they import people from the third world who all kill each other, the worst radical Muslim areas, they say, you got to turn your guns in now because we're getting hit by radical Islam. And they call the San Bernardino attack, you know, a right-wing shooting for 2 days. Remember? Ordering the FBI to lie. And it turns out the FBI was on these folks 2 years before. They were going to training camps, and then they were investigated for being racist by the Justice Department. They want to bring the jihadis in who aren't compatible anywhere in the world, including their own countries. I mean, these are the scum of the Middle East going to rape and kill in Syria. They got their butts kicked. They run into Europe through Turkey, their ally, and then come right in. And Merkel says, rape and kill whoever you want. I've got stacks of news now where the police are actually admitting they were ordered to cover it up. Mass rapes, beatings, killings. I mean, this is nuts. And then they use the crisis to declare states of emergency in Europe and take their rights just like they're getting ready to do here. They'll never call it martial law. Refugee crisis, why aren't Gulf states taking them in? Because they are the criminals and others. And they just show the few women here and there like they're so sweet to sell the idea, but it's 80%+ military age men. Now I'm going to stop there. Let's go to this clip, this compilation of Obama, before he was a president and when he was a president, saying you can't have executive orders outside of Congress that deal with major law and policy versus what he's doing now. Here it is.
I will close Guantanamo. I will restore habeas corpus.
Guantanamo, that's easy. Close down Guantanamo. Restore habeas corpus.
The last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class. You will not see your taxes increase one single dime. You will not see your taxes increase a single dime. I repeat, not one
single dime. Now, that's from the lie clip from Obama deception. We're going to go to the other one now. This is the group of clips on Obama on executive power. Here it is.
There's been a tendency on the part of this administration to try to hide behind executive privilege every time there's something a little shaky that's taking place. And I think, you know, the administration would be best served by coming clean on this. It's not actually true that the Patriot Act was the worst. Most of the problems that we have had in civil liberties were not done through the Patriot Act. They were done through executive order by George W. Bush. And I think one of the biggest problems of the last 8 years has been the degree to which President Bush has taken almost the opposite tack, that secrecy and concentrations of power in the Oval Office.
I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. All right?
And I'm going to play the lie compilation later while our guest is on with us. I want to get started with that. And then we can actually go to his clip from Monday where he says, I'm a constitutional lawyer, and I know I can do these executive orders because Congress won't get in line. That's a quote. I mean, this is so naked. I wonder what's coming next. I mean, this is really getting bizarro land. And he's clearly responding to us, Drudge and others, where he goes, these websites claiming we want martial law, claiming we want to take your guns. Is there a conspiracy? Well, yeah, we want to stop the problem. Well, I guess there is. I mean, it's getting really weird. And then you tie into this, the massive Muslim influx from areas that are run by radicals who can't even live in peace with each other. I mean, if they rape a woman, then they kill the woman. So that's the view of women. And the feminists in Germany are saying it's white German men's fault. They actually say this. It's bizarre. Cologne sex attack suspects found with note, I kill you, I want to have sex with you, and they hand this to the women. Unprecedented sex harassment in Helsinki at New Year's, Finnish police report. And it goes on and on and on. Cologne suspects include 18 asylum seekers. Afghan woman barbarically lynched after being falsely accused of burning Quran. German refugee numbers rise, so do rapes. Two teenage girls gang raped by four Syrian nationals in southern Germany, severely beaten, noses broken. Well, that's a sacrament of the liberals. Suspects in Cologne sex attacks claim to be Syrian refugees. Merkel comes out and says you got to accept them. There's actual video of it. And the mayor says you need to learn to fight back or not dress so sexy. She actually said that. You need to keep them off you. Now, a German does that, he gets 20 years in prison. Starts to rape you. But hey, that's a white guy. ISIS in Syria, mother publicly executed by her jihad son for abandoning Islam. I'm sure that's America's fault. Merkel flashback, Germans had to accept migrant crime wave. Actually says it. Actually says they have to accept crime. Europe is committing demographic and cultural suicide. I'm going to stop right there. But to talk about the big picture for this segment, the gun grab, all of it, Stefan Molyneux, and then at the bottom of the hour, we'll keep a little bit in the next, and then our next guest is coming on. We're going to look at the history, because I saw a great viral video he did we're going to tell you about. We're going to post it on InfoWars.com, by the way, right now, and tweet it out at Real Alex Jones, dealing with the real history of slavery, Christian and Muslim. Both groups are guilty, but the other group's about four times worse, from my estimate. And then also, who really started the more modern one after Rome fell, and more importantly, the Crusades. We always heard it was an invasion. Okay, that's just, I mean, I'm a history guy, too. It's all well known. It's riveting stuff. The Muslims are very proud of the fact that they started it all. You know, now the Canadian government, when it welcomes and plays the jihad anthem in Canada, you know, about the great conquering of Constantinople. So joining us is fellow thought criminal Stefan Molyneux, host and founder of Free Domain Radio, and reaches hundreds of millions of people, youtube.com/freedomainradio, Twitter, Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com, and he joins us. I'm going to skip this break, last one of the week, I promise, I'm out of control. Hey, who was just blow thousands of dollars, whatever. Point is, just support us, folks, buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, GCNLive.com, support the sponsors, but I just have to skip this to give him more time. Stefan, this is reaching insane asylum level. What do you think the cultural elite are trying to do? Because clearly, it's an organized plan. It's the same thing in Europe, same thing here. I mean, has common sense been suspended? Because they don't get in trouble when they bring in 3 million refugees and they start burning, murdering, and killing. They get more power. I mean, what's happening here?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to say Happy New Year to you and your listeners, and to say that it sort of feels like, for me, 3 decades of preparation is coming down to one and only 1 year, and that is this year, where the maximum effort must be put out to reach people with ideas of liberty and voluntarism and freedom and so on, because it seems like events are accelerating at a crazy snowball fashion, and now is the time where we really need to stand tall and push back. It feels to me like it's all coming down to this year, and the migrant crisis in Europe is one of the great aspects of that. It is not a bunch of migrants fleeing war. Look, the closest European country to Syria is Cyprus, just a couple of dozen miles off the coast. And the refugees are not going to Cyprus. Why? Because Cyprus will not allow the refugees to bring in family members. The million that Angela Merkel has invited into Germany are merely the tip of the spear, because they're going to be family reunification policies that allow them to bring in millions and millions of more. Lithuania has a small welfare state, and Lithuania has thrown its gates wide to invite these migrants in, and they're not going to Lithuania. They are hip-hopping over many countries where they're not under threat.
They say Merkel has invited us. Everything's going to be free.
They can find.
They're the tow hooks. They're the launch cables when the pirates come to your ship. They're the anchor people to bring in the next mega wave. Please continue.
Well, so that's really, really important to understand. And we don't have the historical view of Islam that is characterized by the history of the Crusades. Look, Christianity was a Middle Eastern religion. The European religions, like the old Norse religions with Ragnarok and so on, Christianity is a Middle Eastern religion. And how many Christian countries are there left in the Middle East? Accounting, like, if you accept a little bit in Lebanon, none. Because Islam is a radical expansionist ideology. To say that Islam is a religion is like saying communism is an economic system. It is not true. Islam is a combination of religion and a highly expansionist political ideology. And highly expansionist is putting it mildly. Saying that Islam is somewhat expansionist is saying like a supernova is somewhat expansionist. Islam, of course, in the 7th century was founded. By the end of the 7th century, it had taken over most of North Africa and all of the Middle East. It is an incredibly expansionist ideology. It seeks one world domination, just as communism did. And the fact is that, of course, the first couple of Muslims are going to be nice because they have to wait to get the numbers up in order to begin to affect the kind of social change. When the Islamists first got their toeholds and then entire countries taken over in Europe, it took over 700 years of brutal medieval battle to drive the Islamic population out of Europe. And the Islamics, of course, were taking millions of Europeans, mostly through piracy, into the slave trade. The Islamists, 14 centuries of the slave trade, with a death count that has been estimated at over 110 million souls. So,
and let me show you facts here to show how deep this invasion went. And of course, they'll call this racist just to give a cultural point. That's why southern Italy, Greece, southern Europe, eastern Europe, Spain is no longer blonde haired, blue eyed, all the way up into Poland. That's how far the invasions went in Poland, in Hungary. I mean, millions dying, giant, full-out wars. And when the Muslims came in, they would kill all the men, even if they converted. At first, the Christians didn't care and weren't fighting back. But the Muslims were killing everybody, putting them to the sword, loading the women into slave ships. And that's all in mainline history. The Muslims celebrate it. Their imams say, "We're coming for your women now, weak scum." And the socialist left says, "Yes, come." I want to ask you, why does the socialist left want to? I mean, Europe's already dead. It's already not having kids. I mean, why not replace it with Brazilians or something? Why do you want to replace it with not even the less radical Muslims? Why bring in the absolute scum?
Well, this goes all the way back to Trotsky and the origins of the Communist Party in Russia, and the desire of the communists and the leftists to take over the world, to destroy capitalism, to destroy free markets, to destroy limited constitutional republics. That is the thorn in the side of socialism, the fact that socialist countries do badly economically and capitalist or more free market countries do very well meant that they could not spread their ideology by appealing to people's self-interest. Like, hey, have you had enough iPhones? Would you like a gulag or two? It doesn't really work with the world's population to try and sell them on the benefits of communism or extreme socialism. So this was a plan adopted in the 1920s by the Communist Party. It was very clear and it was very simple. And the idea was to jam as many radically incompatible cultures into Europe and North America as humanly possible and then watch the civil wars erupt. And that was what was going to destroy the remnants of freedom in the West, which has been their goal for coming on a century.
And they admit it. They write books on it. And here we are. So time frame. How's it going for them? And then let's get into the history of what really happened with the Crusades and then what is expansionist Islam is.
Well, the time frame is that they're doing very well, hopefully with people like us to stand up and fight against that particular approach. We'll be able to stop them. But their time frame is that it's going very well. Of course, Angela Merkel decided to allow these million Muslim, quote, refugees, although the vast majority of them are young military age men who are not fleeing from war-torn countries, but simply looking for the welfare state. She invited them in, of course, by disobeying the law. The law is in Europe that you have to seek asylum in the first country you get to. You can't leapfrog to get to the country that you want. She changed that rule, and she allowed Germans, migrants into Germany to appeal for asylum without having to go through to stop at the first country they got to. So this is why people are pouring into Germany, and this is why it's the young military-age men who, if they were Europeans, as in World War II, would be staying to fight the dictatorships in their own country rather than fleeing and attempting to spread a fairly vile Sharia-based ideology to the rest of the West. But their acceleration is going beautifully, and it is only a few truth-tellers who stand between this process and the end of Western civilization.
And the socialists and communists and social engineers hate the West so much because it stood in the way of their total control, that they would join with radical Islam, which will slit their throat in a second. But I guess they don't care because they think it'll take another generation or so. They just want to see Europe fall.
Well, I'm sure you are aware of this, but the human lust for power, Alex, is a physical addiction. It releases the same kind of dopamine that you get out of cocaine and so on. So saying, well, gee, I don't know what their end game is, these globalists or whatever, is like saying, well, I don't know why this cocaine addict is acting irrationally, because they just want their next fix, their next expansion of power, their next gun grab, their next escalation of some sort of regulation, their next reduction of human liberty. It's an addiction, and they can't be counted on to stop it themselves any more than most addicts in the late stage of their addiction can do it. They're hungering for their next fix. They're not thinking beyond the next 5 minutes of another power grab to feed
right.
their addiction.
Hence the word power hungry. You look at George Soros, been a Nazi collaborator, was an arch war criminal by, 15 years old, a string of evil, overthrowing countries, impoverishing people. All he ever does is evil things. And it's just so sick that they actually get off on this.
Right. So I wanted to mention, of course, that the analogy that kind of struck me just before the show was that a tree without roots can be easily pushed over. And this, I think, is one of the reasons why the leftists, academics, and in particular the myth makers, the artists and the Hollywood types and so on, have created the myth of the evil, patriarchal, racist, slave-owning, white, Western, Christian, European civilization, that you're taught to hate everything about your past, and then you have nothing to defend when an antithetical culture marches over your borders. And one of the key things is the Crusades. The other thing, of course, is slavery. The Crusades were a response to multi-century invasions of Europe by the Islamic religion and the imposition of Sharia law. Spain fell. Portugal fell. They were at the gates of Vienna. They were at the gates repeatedly of Rome. And it was in several crucial battles that the Crusades were fought. But it was not an invasion of the Middle East. It was a defense of Europe against Islamic invasions. When 3 out of the 5 Christian centers had fallen into Islamic hands, when the Islamists were at the gates of Vienna, that is when the pushback occurred. But this idea that, these bloodthirsty Christians went along to these innocent Muslims who were just minding their own business and tending their chickens and just started slaughtering them for fun and kittens makes no sense and is historically completely inaccurate. Islam's goal was to conquer Europe. Islam's goal was being achieved, and the Christians, under the guidance of the Pope, finally said Deus vult and began to fight back. But it was a defensive war. It was not fundamentally a war of imperialism.
And that's not debated. For folks that don't know, I mean, Islamic TV, books, they all celebrate this. And then they say that's the goal, take over again. And you will convert or be put to the sword. And then the left just runs around lying, saying it's racist to say that this is being done.
Well, and I think that in Europe, they abandoned Christianity and did not replace it with any comparable moral guidance. And so what's happened is I think that a lot of the European secularists have failed and no longer fundamentally understand the fundamentalist religious mindset, such as is occurring in many places in the Middle East. They don't understand that there are lots of people in the world who have plans and ambitions that far supersede the sort of shallow materialistic pleasure seeking that most secular post-religious societies tend to fall into.
So they're blind.
And so they say, well, if we got to Europe, we'd be happy to just get a job and be nice and so on. They do not understand the end times massive 72 virgins goals that a lot of fundamentalist Islamists have, and so they fundamentally are miscalculating the depth and nature of those who wish their demise.
And by the way, you just hit on it. There is this weird perverted sexual stuff in most of these jihads where it is about raping and killing and slaving. We're going to come back into the history of the real slave trade and to cover some of the latest news. But, I mean, it's just mainline history, and they hope we don't know. And I'm not here bashing Muslims in general, but it can be argued that the non-radical Muslims that are being exterminated by the Wahhabis as well, they're really apostate. You know, they're not in the religion. They're actually fleeing here to be free. I know a lot of Muslims that are like that. But the folks they're bringing in now are bloodthirsty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On target. They remove your culture. They demonize it. They only tell you bad parts of it. And then they bring in the most aggressive, no compromise, anti-liberal, anti-Renaissance organizations that have already conquered the other Muslim areas that weren't as radical. And then you have no culture, and then you're intimidated by it, and you just submit to it. I mean, it is wild. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. I'm not sure if Stefan thinks we should just air his video on the history of slavery and radical Islam expansionism, or we should just have him go over it himself. But it's very powerful. We just posted it to InfoWars.com. We just tweeted the YouTube link out to everybody, but I kind of want to air it here on air so everybody gets to hear it. Folks that are out there driving, truck drivers, you name it, who aren't online right now. But listen, we are offering 15% off, and it ends tonight, on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the nutraceuticals, that's the vitamin B12, that's super organic, special formulation. The Brain Force, that's just 10 different ingredients known absolutely to boost in a healthy way your brain's cognitive functions and health. Simply amazing. There's now about 18 different products we've developed in the last 4 years. We do it very slowly. We only source the very best, and you can also find the new 2016 InfoWars calendar for $6.95, and it's got thousands of dollars of coupons and coupon codes for InfoWarsStore.com in it, so that's a great deal. And we also are offering 6 months off. We usually offer 5 months off at the new year, but 6 months off for InfoWars Nightly News memberships, PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, commercial-free special events, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. 20 people, and you can watch it on your smart TV, Roku, Boxy, cable, you name it. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We're offering the biggest discount in its 15-year history because it's so successful now. As we get more members, we can lower the price, which we're just paying for the bandwidth, to have our own platform that they can't censor as easily. And listen, people try to make a controversy out of it. When I mention this, they try to make an even bigger controversy out of it, which I think is funny. The trolls go after anything. They go, why are you on Facebook? They're evil. They track everybody. Why are you doing videos on Facebook? And, of course, the trolls are just jealous. The average video now is getting 500 to 1 million to 2 million, 3 million. I mean, it's crazy. That's like saying, you know, in World War II, why did we invade France? I mean, it's because that's where Hitler's at. I'm not here to even demonize Facebook. It's a platform. We don't give Facebook anything. We go in and we get the word out. We post videos on the Facebook platform that millions watch a day who have never heard the truth. Why do the globalists broadcast propaganda at us? I mean, I can't believe how amateur people's brains are. Because they're trying to influence us. We're trying to influence people. We're countering Obama. That's why he's saying these websites, the internet, don't listen to them. Specifically talking about us and others. It's ridiculous. So I will continue and intensify Facebook mentions. It's making the establishment so mad that poses as trolls. But really, it's a no-brainer. But we do have PrisonPlanet.tv as our original platform that's harder for them to censor. We got hacked and shut down last week. They didn't take the sites down, but they started to break in to InfoWars.com. So we've got lots of platforms, YouTube, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and our Twitter got taken over. We didn't have it for a week. So we got to have a lot of heads because we're being attacked, but that's how we survive and thrive. You know, when a tree's dying in the desert, it'll put out a bunch of seeds, so when there's the next rain, there's 50 trees. And we're not dying, but we're under attack. We're growing, but being attacked at the same time. So we're multiplying new platforms. I mean, it's like saying to Stefan Molyneux, what are you doing on Google with YouTube reaching hundreds of millions of people, you piece of filth? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing dropping leaflets on the radical Muslims, you know, telling them they're in a cult? You know, it's just this idea that you're with Facebook because you're on it, and I'm not going to Facebook. Folks, I sit here and bash Zuckerberg with Merkel to censor free speech. I talk about it on there. I follow their rules, though. So that's the whole issue, is I'm going to make Google and YouTube and Facebook live up to their terms of service. I'm going to use, if they invite me on CNN, I'm going to go on and tear them up. That's what we're doing, is engaging them, trying to win. There's this idea in liberty movement and in anti-corruption systems by some people that are just pessimists and losers who just want to bitch about things and not change things and have excuses for why they're losers. That's not what we are. We're here to change the culture. What we're selling is a trillion times better than tyranny, like Stefan just said. What we're promoting is renaissance and freedom and life extension and going to the stars and living to be 300. You're not going to have that under the globalist takeover. They want to wall off technology, keep it for themselves. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership. Especially those of you that don't like Facebook. I agree. We got our own platform. PrisonPlanet.tv. Buy the books. Buy the videos. Stefan, I am ranting here, my friend. I want you to speak about the history of Islam slavery. This is all mainline, and we're probably going to air your video and then getting into other subjects. But separately, how dare you be on YouTube and be on an enemy platform. Why would you do that? I mean, why would you write an article in the New York Times if they let you? I mean, that's a dumb question.
I don't know. If your enemy drops his weapon, do you not touch it? I mean, that's war. You know, we're in a battle for people's minds. I use whatever I can to reach people without shame and without guilt. I mean, other people who are fussed by that can stay in their basements and not try and save the world. That's fine with me.
You just crystallized what I tried to say in 5 minutes. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll do the rest of your show in 35 seconds, if you don't mind.
Do it, please. Go ahead.
So, very, very briefly, okay, so when it comes to slavery, the general narrative is the rest of the world was living, you know, hugging unicorns, kumbaya, everybody giving group hugs, playing with puppies in their safe rooms, while the evil white Western European Christians were out there enslaving the world and colonizing and doing all these bad things, therefore give us welfare. Because, you know, white guilt is a very mineable resource on the planet, sadly, because whites suffer from a kind of pathological altruism that means I will sell you my own children in order to avoid being called racist. So the actual history is quite different. It's really three things to remember about Western slavery. Number one, it was about the shortest period of slavery in any culture throughout history. Slavery was indigenous to African and Arab countries before it made its way to Europe. Slavery was widely practiced by the American Indians long before Columbus came to the New World. Ethiopia had slavery until, yes, 1942. Saudi Arabia until 1962. Peru until 68. India until 76. And Mauritania until 1980. So it was not very long. The big peak of Christian slavery, 1519, 1815, that was sort of the peak period. There have, however, been 14 centuries of Arabic or Muslim slavery, and it's hard to know exactly because the records were mostly castrated and killed, but it was about 150 million African people, about 50 million from other parts of the world, vastly exceeding anything.
I forgot, the Muslim slavery, they cut the penis and genitals off the men.
Yeah, why are there no blacks? If the Middle Easterners took 150 million black Africans, why are there so few blacks in the Middle East? Well, because 80 to 90% of them died en route, and those who remained were castrated, and if they managed to escape that and have children with a local, the child was killed. So there was massive genocide of the slaves in the Muslim countries. Now, of course, all cultures have bad stuff in their history. The question is, Alex, what is the Muslims' current view of that history? Are they looking back and saying, like the Europeans do, wow, we did some bad stuff? That
no,
really
look at what ISIS did in Libya targeting blacks. They believe they're subhuman.
Right. And so and where are the Africans going to the Islamic countries demanding reparations, demanding preferential treatment, demanding massive resource transfers to them for the history of slavery? Because I don't think the Muslims feel a huge amount of guilt, at least according to what I've read. And I'm sure some individuals do, but there's not that same navel-gazing, looking in the mirror, saying, ooh, me bad,
well, the left
me bad,
also
me bad.
Spins it, when I brought this up in college, to throw this in, and says it was different slavery in the Middle East and Africa. It was loving, like family. No, it's what you see with women chained up in houses with hoods on their heads. It's beyond what happened in most Western plantations, which I'm not defending. I'm just sick of, like, the abject sex slavery, white slavery of the Arabs is legendary.
Well, and so, number one, the Christians practiced slavery for the shortest amount of time. Number two, the Christians generally treated their slaves the best. But number three, which is also not insignificant, Christians ended slavery all around the world. I mean, that they fought, they bled, they
died. The British invaded a bunch of countries, took thousands of ships, you name it, would blow your ship up if you had slaves.
And bribed people to give up their slaves. So, you know, there's that old saying that no good deed goes unpunished. If you want to look generally at the best culture throughout history, you've got to put on this weird inverse lens. You've got to look at things kind of upside down. The culture that is criticized in the modern world is almost always the culture that has done the most good. And the ending of slavery after untold tens of thousands of years of its practice among humanity was, if not the most, one of the greatest moral triumphs in history. And now the only culture, the only race, the only religion that is demonized for slavery is that exact same religion that ended it, creating the greatest moral crusade that the world has ever benefited from and bringing untold wealth and liberty to human beings around the world. So it is completely ridiculous to say, well, white people ought to feel bad for slavery. It's like, they're the only
and
people
by the way, for liberals that are brainwashed,
cultures, but around the world.
Well, for liberals that are brainwashed and just tuned in and can't believe this, this is mainline history. This is not what you're saying is in mainline history books.
Well, and Europe, you know, why were there castles in Europe? Everyone thinks it's because of internecine European warfare. No, that was the 20th century. But what? There were castles because of Muslim slave raiders. Entire tracts of Europe, especially around the coast, had to be abandoned. And in the coast of Spain and Italy was abandoned because of Islamic raiders who were taking upwards of a million Europeans into slavery. Parts of Spain and Italy were abandoned on the coast until the 19th century. It is that recent, and it is that to that degree.
Let's go further. Thomas Jefferson, our third president, had to launch a giant naval flotilla over 2 years just to be able to get any goods into the Mediterranean and into other areas there in the Indian Ocean. I mean, no one even knows this, that up until the 1900s in the Pacific and around Indonesia and places, Western governments had to pay bounties to the boobies and the pirates. The boobies aren't breasts, folks. It means booby trap, you know, pirate, Muslim pirates. There were sultans everywhere. You had to pay until the 19th century.
Right. So this idea that there's some kind of compatibility between Islamic culture and modern Western culture is completely insane. There is, in Sharia law, virtually no separation between church and state. Of course, the separation of church and state was one of the great gifts after a century of bloody religious warfare that the Protestant Reformation gave to Western Europe, which was say, okay, we've got a government. The government is focused upon the prevention, ideally, of criminality and punishment of criminals and so on. But it is not a mechanism by which you can hijack it to impose your religious views on others. That was the separation of church and state. And I would argue that that gave a great deal of flourishing to intellectual achievement, particularly sort of post-Renaissance and into the Enlightenment, where the battle of ideas was foundational to the development of the republic, of a limited government, of free market capitalism, and of the rights of women. This idea put forward by Milton in an article called Areopagitica, that the best way that you get rid of bad ideas is to give them maximum exposure. You know, if you want to see where the roaches are, turn the light on. And so the idea that we should have a vigorous public debate, that all ideas should be able to fight their way into the battle ground of human ideas, a uniquely Western concept, does not really exist anywhere in the Middle
and
East.
And is now under attack simultaneously with them supporting it, the Islamicists, ending free speech all over Europe at universities and here, and it's Muslim groups in the UK driving to have Donald Trump banned from entering the UK. He says, fine, I won't invest anymore of the $700 million I was planning in golf courses, and they call him a terrorist. They say, give us your money, but you're not allowed to be here. You don't have free speech.
Well, this is how, oh man, I could chew my microphone into pieces on this one, Alex, because this is so insane. The idea that Donald Trump says, well, let's put a pause on Muslim immigration until we figure out what's going on after San Bernardino shootings. And then the Muslim response in England is basically say, let's ban Donald Trump from coming into England. It's like, well, how do you argue against someone who's arguing for banning people from coming to your country by demanding that someone be banned from your country? This is the kind of unbelievable insanity that passes for thought in these kinds of areas. It's so ridiculously hypocritical, and very few people have commented on that basic fact.
You're right. They're saying it's wrong to try to ban people, so we ban you for your speech, not claiming you're dangerous, just banning your speech. But, by the way, you've got to give us your money, and some groups are calling for seizing his golf courses.
But what I do love, and there's not much to love about this situation, as I'm sure you well know, but what I do love is the degree to which it is illuminating things like feminism and leftism and their complete hypocrisy and lack of
functional regard. Yeah, why are major German feminists, from mayors to you name it, defending the rapist?
Well, keep an arm's length from people in your own country. I mean, you know, in Germany, you try and keep an arm's length, they think you're saluting Hitler, they'll throw you in jail. You can't keep an arm's length on the subway. You can't keep on an airplane, in a lineup, keep it on, well, lining up for a concert. What were they supposed to keep an arm's length from everyone in the Paris concert where these guys went and shot up over 130 people? This idea that somehow it's become a mark of freedom to keep an arm's length from everyone around you, and nobody's saying something has gone vastly awry. And this is a woman who's saying,
she also said, watch how you dress. I mean, that's the classic deal. Watch how you dress. Well, same thing you said. The West has been the best to women and reform stuff all over the world for women. We get all blamed. They say normal sex is rape. All men are bad unless you're a jihadi. Where does that come from?
Well, you see, it's very, very important, Alex, for feminists in the West to focus on things like a man spreading his legs slightly on the subway, or explaining things to women that maybe they already understand, and other kinds of microaggressions, rather than talk about what could be arguably a genuine rape culture that is currently spreading throughout Europe, and, I would argue, made its first real attempt to test the strength and resolve of Europeans, and in particular European men, throughout Germany and other countries on New Year's Eve. They are testing the resolve. There was the Lara Logan incident in Egypt a couple of years back, where she's still going into hospital to deal with medical complications from being raped and groped by 200 guys who also beat her with flagpoles while she was covering the Arab
Spring. And the media tried to spin that like, hey, it's all right to rape her, you know.
Yeah, and now now there's another approach where it's okay. Let's test.
By the way, what type of guy? I wouldn't rape somebody, but 200. This is the most sickening. I mean, if a woman isn't into me, it's an instant turnoff. I just can't even get rape. And then, meanwhile, a culture that's into it. And then I have two daughters. And then I have these feminists telling me I'm bad because I'm a Western man, but they love jihadis. It's just they're sick.
I do not want my daughter growing up in a world where she has to wrap herself in a beekeeper suit and have a male relative escort her out of the house. That is not what my forefathers bled and fought and died for.
That's another microaggression against the Muslims, buddy.
Well, if only I didn't have to keep it to microaggressions, things might be a little bit better. But this has not really been called an act of terrorism, when in fact it is. The whole point is
it
to
is
make
sexual
Europeans
terrorism.
Nervous about going out.
That's it. Muslims engaged in sexual terrorism in Europe. Is that the name of this video? Stefan Molyneux, he's here with us ranting.
That's really what it is. That's really what is going on. Terrorism is the changing of people's political perspectives by acts of aggression, and the political perspectives in Germany are shifting now.
Hold on, gotta go to break, Stefan. And folks, you can find his website and his podcast and more at Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, he pledged allegiance to ISIS, then he shot the police officer on video, screaming, Allah Akbar. And you better believe they'll call for more gun control because of it, because you and I are guilty, under collectivism, for one of the jihadis they brought into the country in Muslim dress, running around killing a cop. That's what's sick, is the weird MSNBC kill whitey race baiting is merging with Islam, and so is like gangster culture, and it is socially engineered by the Ford Foundation. They admit they're doing this, which shows you really how whacked out they are. Why would you want to take Syria, not attacking us, progressive compared to other countries, let jihadists come in, kill hundreds of thousands of people, mainly Christians, blow up all the ancient architecture and culture, blow up the ancient markets? Why is our government putting radical Islamics in and getting rid of the guys in suits and ties where women can go to college and be free? I mean, it's true. Saddam's not perfect, but compared to al-Qaeda, he's a good guy. Assad's a lot better than Assad. Gaddafi works for the West, opens up. Women go to college. They don't have to wear hoods on their heads. Black people are treated like first-class citizens. They kill him. I mean, it really does just show power-mad evil to ally with the dominant Islamic force, Wahhabism, out of Saudi Arabia. Stefan Molyneux, I want to ask, A, if you agree with that statement, and B, where you think this grand chessboard is going, because I don't think they're going to be able to suspend reality, have their jihadis keep attacking, and then blame it on gun owners and the general public and have civil emergency. I think the political class is going to be punished for what they're doing, and I think the left, with political correctness, has gone too far.
Well, I think it's important to remember that stability in the Middle East is just another government program. World peace, as they claim to deliver, is just another government program and will do about as well as the welfare state and the war on drugs and you name it. So the fact is, of course, that they were supposed to bring peace and stability and democracy to the Middle East. And what has happened? Well, the Middle East is in flames. So not only has that program done the exact opposite of what it was claimed, just like Obamacare did in terms of making health care affordable, but it has not only destabilized the Middle East, but it is wildly in the process of destroying Europe. And this is what happens when people put their faith in the modern devil called the interventionist state. Gaddafi said in 2010, you better have a plan, because if you get rid of the dictators in the Middle East, you will get massive floods of migrants into Europe. We are the ones holding them back. And next thing you know, Hillary Clinton is like, yay, we killed him. Here comes liberty.
I kill people for no reason. I'm tough.
Yeah. So this is really the big picture thing is important to understand. This didn't come out of nowhere. This came out of people's faith in the state to provide something as historically unattainable and complex as peace and stability in the Middle East, which is a fairly superstitious and volatile region at the best of times. They can't even reduce the murder rate in Washington, let alone bring peace to some foreign culture that they don't even speak the language of thousands of miles away. So the reason why European civilization is crumbling in an ever-accelerating fashion is because people continue to put their faith in the modern god of the state, which is in fact a devil in all of its consequences.
No kidding. And but see, we say the state's incompetent. The globalist corporations making money off servicing the state and the calamities admit they want a crisis economy, and they knew they were destabilizing. They knew it would fall into Europe. They opened the borders with Peter Sutherland and the EU. They said to end the homogeneity and bring balkanization. I mean, they write articles admitting their plan. They're actually pretty competent.
Well, and I would argue that it's impossible to understand world events right now without understanding that we are in the end days of fiat currency. The long stretched out monopoly money fantasy castle is about to be blown down by the insistent winds of economic reality. There is simply no way to understand world events The welfare state is the fundamental problem. I'm all for free border movement as long as people have the right to not associate with others. And the welfare state...
And not to pay the hordes of people coming in. Back in 60 seconds, we'll give you the floor for 5 minutes to finish up with this. Folks, it is an implosion plan. But you can say, well, they're incompetent or are they competent? Well, no, they're competent at burning the house down and collecting the insurance money. And that's what the world elite are doing. Creating crises, posing as saviors, grabbing more power as civilization falls apart. And then they hate liberty so much, they want to dominate us with a pit bull of foaming at the mouth, crazy Islamicist. I mean, this is insane.